Here's today's In Touch reflection on the Beatitudes.
This month's reflection is based on verse 10 of Matthew chapter 5. Jesus is speaking, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus made a statement his listeners probably found shocking. He said they wouldn't enter the kingdom of heaven unless their righteousness surpassed that of the scribes and Pharisees. The Pharisees were considered the definition of righteous. They were the religious elite, who often elevated their own self-worth and standing in the community. Frankly, the righteousness they projected would have seemed tough to surpass. Thankfully, Jesus wasn't saying to beat them at their own game. He was pointing to a different standard altogether. Godliness isn't attained by pursuing perfection, dressing a certain way, or by holding positions of influence in society. Rather, those of us who are believers are made righteous because Christ's life became ours at salvation, and our conduct becomes righteous as we make Him the focus and substance of our daily life, boasting only in Him. Think about it. As we pursue godliness, people may respond to us with persecution and hate, or interest and conversion. How can you prepare to respond in either situation? Jesus challenged the Pharisees because their motives were wrong. What motivates you to live righteously?